Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story begins with two little boys who were brothers, and they were both actually sons of a Rebbe, a very great Rebbe, and they were playing a game called Rebbe and Chassid. One of them was playing Rebbe, and the other was playing Chassid. And so the one who was playing Chassid knocked on the door, and the Rebbe signaled to him that he should come in, the boy playing Rebbe. And the little boy who was playing Chassid said, "I have a problem, Rebbe. And that is that I keep getting distracted from my davening." So his brother who was playing Rebbe said, "Most probably that's because you're not looking in the Siddur. If you look in the Siddur, then most probably you won't get distracted and you'll have better kavana." Now, this is really part of a bigger story, but we're going to tell that other story another time, Bli Neder, the story of these two brothers playing Rebbe and Chassid. But we're just going to take that lesson of always looking at the Siddur, and now I'm going to tell you a little story about the Lubavitcher Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, and this is a story that I know because I was there. It was once Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos, and the Rebbe made a Fabrengen. He made a gathering in 770, and there was, I don't remember how many people, most probably thousands of people, and the Rebbe spoke for, I don't know, maybe an hour, something like that. Of course, Erev Pesach in the afternoon is a busy time, and therefore, I'm sure it was not a long Fabrengen, but it was a Fabrengen. Now, usually at a Fabrengen, the Rebbe would be served mezonos, cake, and wine. That's generally what the Rebbe had by all the Fabrengens. But mezonos, of course, it was Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Obviously, the Rebbe is not going to have mezonos, chas v'shalom. And even wine, there are certain questions in halacha about having wine Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Not so simple. And therefore, the Rebbe didn't have wine either. Now, I could see clearly what the Rebbe was eating. He was being served a banana. And it was a banana which he had on a plate. It was served to him peeled. And he had a spoon with which to eat it. And what he drank, I'm not sure, but it was a clear liquid. Perhaps it was water. I don't know. But that's what the Rebbe ate during the Fabrengen. Of course, the Rebbe doesn't eat much during a Fabrengen. He's mostly speaking. And they're singing of the chassidim and so forth. But he did have some of the banana. I don't remember if he finished the whole thing, but he would take his spoon and cut off a little piece of the banana and eat it. Of course, he made a bracha beforehand, had some of the water. And then this is the main part of the story. After the Rebbe was finished, generally speaking, the Rebbe, actually always, the Rebbe would announce by his Fabrengen, Divas Darf Machane Bracha Achreina, Vezicher Machane Bracha Achreina, that those people who need to make an after bracha will surely make an after bracha. That is, if a person eats something, we know that if you eat enough of it, we have to make an after bracha. And the Rebbe would always have enough for an after bracha, and then he would take his siddur, open his siddur to the place where there was the after bracha for mezonos and wine. He would look in the Siddur, he would say the after bracha. In fact, one time the Rebbe said, and if those people who have been listening over the radio to this Fabrengen, not this particular one, I don't think, but on another occasion, if they have been eating, they should also be reminded to say an after bracha. And in fact, this is an issue which is discussed in Jewish law. And it's another place where people sometimes forget is at a chasana, at a wedding. Sometimes people get so excited about the chasana that they may forget to make after brachas or bench. So it's very important for people to remind each other to make after brachas. And therefore, the Rebbe was reminding, always the Rebbe would remind after the Fabrengen. At the end of the Fabrengen, he himself would look inside. But what about Bar Nefashos? That's such a short bracha. It's about 2.5 lines. But sure enough, when the Rebbe was finished the Fabrengen, he took his siddur and opened it to the page with Bar Nefashos. He looked inside and he said the after bracha. And if I'm not mistaken, he also announced at the same, just before he said the after bracha, that these people who have to make an after bracha will surely make an after bracha, after blessing. And so this is a way to improve our Torah mitzvahs, to be very extra careful that we always say an after bracha after eating. Because sometimes we can get distracted. And when we say the after bracha, especially to look inside the siddur, because then we have better kavana. Now, what is the connection between Mashiach and Geula and this story? Connection perhaps is that we always are trying to learn more Torah and do more mitzvahs. And of course, that's the quick way to bring Mashiach. But sometimes we don't think about how we can actually improve the way we do a particular mitzvah. And this is a way to improve it. That as we grow and we learn more Torah and so forth, we learn a lot of things by heart. And we might say, oh, Bar Nefashos, that's so easy. Every little child knows Bar Nefashos by heart. I would have to go and get a siddur and open it up to the page and look inside. I'll just say the bracha off by heart. But this is a way to improve, and the Rebbe is showing us that even such a situation where it's a very short bracha, but still, if we look inside the siddur, then our kavanah will be better, and the bracha will be more meaningful to us and more meaningful to Hashem. So let us try wherever we can to always remember to use the siddur and to look inside the siddur at the words. In fact, the Torah says, Oisiyos machkimos hein, the Gemara says, that letters make us smart, meaning the letters of Torah make us smart. It actually makes us more wise. And this is a way to improve our davening and our learning. And certainly this will help to bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.